We are exploring the 12 steps, traditionally called the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. They've been adapted to a variety of other healing needs. But the 12 steps are a spiritual program, a spiritual plan, a way to practice your spirituality. And there is no more, I think, important or relevant comment, step, if you will, than this third step, because it has everything to do with the teaching of the science of mind and living a life according to spiritual practice. Step three reads, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. This is what spiritual practice really is and really involves and is a most demanding grown-up and actually rigorous practice, starting with what we understand in New Thought, science of mind. We've heard for 100 years that there is that of God in us, that there is some part of our consciousness that shares in the divine mind, that even if there is some part of me that continually says, I don't know what to do, we always affirm that there is something in me that does know what to do. Traditionally, it's called Christ consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Buddha nature, whatever you would have. In Jungian psychology and spirituality, which we've been exploring in our classes on Wednesday night, it is called the self, the container for all the personal things, the facets of my everyday consciousness that I rely on and that I use. But the self is the container. It is the thing that is attached to and cannot be separated from divine mind, science of mind. In recovery work, in 12-step work, it's called your higher power. Same thing. It's called God. It's called life. It doesn't matter what you call it, as long as you get that it is not a person that is there to judge you or punish you, but that it is a principle. It is the creative principle that is the orderly unfolding of the universe. God is merely an acronym for good, orderly, direction. And when we say we make a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God, of good, orderly direction, that means we have decided, if in fact you have, that you're no longer going to be jumping through hoops, you're no longer going to be running rackets, you're no longer going to be identifying with your mere personality, but you have decided at long last that you are going to identify with yourself, with your higher power. That aspect of you that is not your preferences, that is not your ideas, that is not your mere wants, that is not our petty inconveniences, but something in you that really knows that your default position is, even if our first response is to say, I'm so tired, I'm so hungry, I'm so bored, I'm so whatever, as long as you get that the flip side of that coin is that in you that is eternal. that in you that knows no need or want, but is only looking for an opportunity to express in this world. That's the whole thing. That's what spiritual practice is. So the time gets shorter and shorter and shorter between the moment when we have aggravation and the time we are able to release it, because we know we are bigger than the thing that's irritating us. Do we ever get to a point where we completely live only exclusively in the self-identity of the one thing that's happening? No, I don't think that that can happen, nor do I think that's the purpose of this life. I think the creative dynamic tension between me being here as a person and being divine at the same time is the thing that gives us delight. It's the thing that gives us some frisson, some traction in this world. It creates a tension that continually, at its best, moves us forward. Because if we're not going to include my higher power, my better self, what did Abraham Lincoln call our better angels of our nature? If we're not going to have that in active consideration of every encounter we have, then your life is going to be a nightmare. You will live without any sense of hope. Life will be as inconvenient as you can possibly make it. And can't we make it inconvenient? We make a decision. Deciding means to cut off from all debate, from further discussion. When we're seeking to heal something, it's actually quite easy. Ha ha ha. If anybody has done healing or recovery work. But at some point, if things aren't working for us because of some kind of abuse, or if life isn't moving forward for you because you're hopelessly addicted to your ego needs, which means I want this and I want it now, no matter what it is. And as I will say every week, this is what we all share in common, and this is what we all need to recover towards. From the idea that you are your ego, and you are no more than the collection of your needs and desires, to recover the notion that you are wholly divine at the same time. This is what the great work is. But at some point, we need to decide that that is the thing that's going to be the active ingredient in all our choice-making from here on out. Now, as I say, if you have been involved in any kind of substance abuse in the past, you know, it's really quite easy. You can either stop or die. That's generally what's up. You can either stop or die. So, praise God, a certain number of people stop, and not everybody does. And generally, they die. I'm thinking of some people right now that didn't make it. But there are an awful lot of people here in this room that have made it and continue to make it. Because at some point we decided that, you know what, whatever that routine was, that is no longer an option, not ever, not once, never. And then you can begin living. But we find living is only an opportunity only. Living is a fabulous opportunity, to keep exploring and applying this program, this principle, to every encounter we have, for every healing, every relationship, every distraction, and every good thing that we seek to create. When we are on a threshold that perhaps we're afraid of crossing, thinking, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I have the time. I don't know if I have the resources. I don't know if I have the support behind me that might prevent us from crossing a threshold. If we realize, bring back to my remembrance the glory I had with thee before the world began, if I can remember that and make sure that that is still an active ingredient in all my choice-making, how can you not be adequate to the crossing of any threshold? You have to be adequate to the desires of your own heart, of your own life. You won't be adequate to the desires of somebody else's heart. It's none of your business. And even 300 years ago, William Blake said that all comparisons are odious. Comparing ourselves to anybody just smells. It's dumb. But keeping in mind that which your interests dictate, what your life is devoted to. Well, that's the work of a grown-up. That is the glory and the possibility that grown-ups do get to experience. That's why I will always remind myself, if not all y'all, that this is a very grown-up enterprise. Seeking to live a healthy, whole, non-neurotic life is very demanding. But man, is it worth it? And you can do it. You can do it. If you will make a decision to turn my willfulness, my neediness, my incompleteness, my sad sackness, over to a principle that is there to support me. Now again, it says we turn our lives over to the care of a God as we understand him. This work, this new thought, this new insight to truth, which really gained purchase in America with Ralph Waldo Emerson, gives us the freedom, once and for all, to decide exactly what is that you understand. If you haven't done that work, you must. You must come up with an idea of what you do think God, good orderly direction, is. Because if we don't come up with an idea of what it is, we will not be able to use it for our healing, for our creativity, for our joy, and for the blessing that we can possibly give to the world. This third step is big. And it's why we take classes, and it's why some of us teach class over and over and over. To keep refining, to keep working the ideas, to keep looking at life's challenges and opportunities and thinking, am I really understanding how this is working? And what is my part in this? What is my part in it? Well, most of the parts belong to us. And in terms of the language that we do get from these recovery programs, which are so wise and so simple, we will find that this mystery, this benevolence that is creative principle, it will generally do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, but we better do everything else for ourselves. If one is to have a complete and a full experience of life, which is wholly free, wholly free, which it can be because freedom is a state of consciousness. If we want to have that kind of life, it's there. It is there because that is the nature of human life. That is your nature. But it requires a lot of letting go. It requires, as every writer and every artist will tell you, it requires spending most of your grown-up adult life unlearning everything that everybody else told you and being willing to see it for what it is, that you are the primary creative force of your own life, and that there is a mystery that works with and supports us. And when we learn to recognize and to acknowledge that indeed there is a power in the universe greater than we are, Ernest Holmes, if you will, and you can learn to use it, the way to learn to use it is to always be about the business of healing or creating something. So our abilities get stronger and stronger and stronger all the time. But we have to make a decision. We must make a decision and finally admit that all the shortcuts I was trying to take aren't helping. Putting my life on hold isn't helping. But being fully present to the moment and to my greater desire to be of service to the self, to be of service to the self, to my wholeness, is the purpose of my life. This is the only game in town. I'm a big believer in psychotherapy and coaching. I have been blessed by wonderful experiences. Your spiritual life must come first. Your recognition of who you are and what your possibilities are must come first. And to be with a group of like-minded people, to practice and to be in support of your practice, is such a blessing. It's why you're here today, and it's why we're always here. You are supported in your most worthy ambitions and desires. You are fully supported and recognized that each one of us has worthy, noble desires. And I urge you to make a decision to bring it out into the world right now. Don't delay. So it is.